Lovely Leitrim. Before we get on to our guest, Maura Williamson and Carrie Gallen in County Leitrim, France, I just want to tell you about the best way to get in touch with us. First of all, this program was established in 1970, actually, in May of 1970, so with 46 years of broadcast of the Flannelly Show. Again, our company is Flannelly Promotions, and our network is Irish Radio Network, USA. But for most people, indeed, the easiest way, the best way to get in touch with us is info@irishradio.com. That is info@irishradio.com. All of our interviews are archived on irishradio.com. So if there's one that you may have missed or one an interview that was broadcast at any time in the past, log on to irishradio.com. Now, I tell you what, this program, friends, on our programming, never shy, indeed, of nepotism. We are going to Carrie Gallen. We're crossing over to Carrie Gallen because our executive producer and president of Flannelly Promotions and Irish Radio Network, USA, is Áine Sheridan. And Áine's sister, Nolly Lockhart, who immigrated from Edgerstown in County Longford, and indeed her husband, John Lockhart, from Carrigallen in County Leitrim, and indeed our nephew there, TJ, and nieces, Aoife and Juliet, all did a stint here. The kids were born here, except for Juliet, who was born back in Ireland. When the family returned to one of the beauty spots of Ireland, right on the Shannon River, Carrigallen in County Leitrim. Now, having given due credit, indeed, to the Sheridan Lockhart family, I now go to Maura Williamson in beautiful Carrigallen in County Leitrim. And Maura, you're very welcome indeed.
Hello, Adrian. It's lovely to speak to you today, and thanks very much for giving me this opportunity.
Now, it is, you are secretary of the annual Margaret of New Orleans, the Jazz Traditional Festival, which will be held in Carrigallen from the 1st of July to the 4th. Now, Margaret Gaffney, a Carrigallen native, was born in 1813. We know that she immigrated to New Orleans and became a philanthropist for the poor. Tell us more about this great Margaret Gaffney.
Well, Margaret Gaffney was born in Tully South, Carrigallen, County Leitrim, just literally outside the town of Carrigallen here. She emigrated with two of her siblings and a mother and father in 1913, arriving in Baltimore, ending up in New Orleans. And at the age of 23, Margaret, she married, but at the age of 23, she lost her husband, she lost her mother, father, she had lost all of her family, and at the age of 23, she was left alone in New Orleans. Now, she linked up with the Sisters of Charity, and a good friend of hers, Sister Frances Regis, and she took her in, and she started to work in the orphanage. And from there on, she became an amazing a lady, she set up a bakery. She started off, had a cow, or told the story that she had a cow, sold the milk. She bought a cow and had it along the levee, and she sold the milk. She set up bakery. She fed the poor. She was a highly respected businesswoman in New Orleans, and indeed on her and on her death, she had a state funeral. Margaret has a statue erected to her in New Orleans, and I suppose she's one of, you could say, the unsung heroes, you know, perhaps compared to some of the great, you know, and the name is slipping, you know, some of the great...
Mother Teresa. Yeah.
Mother Teresa, that's it. Mother Teresa, yes, exactly. She would be very very similar compared to her. Now, in Tully South in Carrigallen, the committee came there together in 2008 and have built a beautiful replica cottage too in honour of Margaret. And we have regular visitors to the cottage, tour groups from indeed New Orleans and Celtic Tours, Danny O'Flaherty. Cottage is open July, August, open to touring groups and visitors. We've had many during 2013, the gathering, we had events there. And as part of our Margaret from New Orleans Mardi Gras Festival, we have a Heritage Day at Margaret's Cottage. And currently, I was lucky enough to visit New Orleans in 2014 as part of the famine commemoration. And there's a committee set up there trying to open the beatification to have Margaret made a saint. Now, naturally enough, that's a long process. But look, we hope that something may happen there. The cottage is in a beautiful setting. There's a well. It is formerly known as Margaret's Well, and that would be on her birthplace in Tully South in Carrigallen. So we're all geared up for a festival in celebration of this wonderful woman. We're calling it the Margaret from New Orleans Mardi Gras, mind you, G-R-A-A for the Mardi Gras. And from the 1st to the 4th of July, we have jazz, trad, food, starts off at a carnival parade, jazz bands, big cabin jazz band in. We have some members of the original Guinness jazz band as well, a six-piece band. We have Muscular Dystrophy Ireland, a charity group who have a 10K race. We have workshops, crafts for children, drama, theatre, and the list goes on and on.
Again, for those who are heading for Ireland, and indeed I know that half of the leads from diaspora are coming back for this great occasion.
Yes.
Again, it's both a jazz and a trad festival, so that's going that's a pretty broad scope there of entertainment, and again, perhaps one of the, you know, many immigrants who traveled throughout the world and made her mark. Indeed, Margaret Gaffney has indeed entered the annals of great, great Irish immigrants who were the again who went to areas and. It did what Irish do best when they do emigrate, and that is, first of all, they never forget where they came from, and coming from a humble and a simple life to join and finally eventually lead in areas of survivors of Ireland's great hunger, Ireland's famine. It's indeed very fitting that Carrigallen and should indeed honour one of their own. The festival is taking place in Carrigallen from July 1st. To the 4th of July. So the 1st to the 4th in Carrigallen in County Leitrim. And how do we get more information, or how would those who are perhaps don't know about the Jazz Festival, how do we do that?
Well, very simply, Adrian, we have a web we have a website set up. It's www.margaretmardigras. Again, that's gra.com. And we have also a Facebook page, Margaret from New Orleans Mardi Gras Jazz, Trad and Food Festival. We have also, indeed, Adrian, as is the usual story, struggling, you know, just financially to meet all the needs of the festival as regards entertainment. And we have set up a fund. It's www.gofundme.com. And that's just for anybody abroad to literally donate. Again, I'm talking from €5 up to donate and help us meet our commitments in entertaining all our visitors, all our diaspora. And for any people from abroad that are in the area, we would just love to have you in Carrigallen from the 1st to the 4th of July and join us in with all the celebrations. We have a food element. We have Rachel Allen coming in also, and that will be Doreena Allen's daughter-in-law. She's coming in to do a food demonstration, and then we'll have local stalls of food, some with the New Orleans flavour and some with the Irish flavour there as well. So it's a packed 4 days entertainment, and really looking forward to have visitors to visit Carrigallen, which is now described on the tourism as the hidden gem. A lot of visitors from America now, they want to go off the beaten track and to visit places like Carrigallen and what we call as the unspoiled hidden gem here in Carrigallen in County Leitrim.
I just think, though, of the coincidence that there was never a word about Carrigallen until the Lockharts once, returned to their native Carrigallen, and I don't know, the whole thing is a bit suspicious to me. But anyway.
Well, I mean, the Lockharts are certainly wonderful people for promoting Carrigallen, I think, all over the world. And we know that John Lockhart has been known before in Carrigallen to set up a stall and do amazing cooking demos himself. So we're hoping that he may return to do that, or he may continue to do that for us on this event. And indeed, it's my memories, indeed, of living around Carrigallen was that John's father, Tom Lockhart, was also a businessman in the town and used to farm. And the local people would go and get their milk from Lockhart's, the little gallons of milk, and they would go and collect the milk from the cows from Lockhart's. So when you're talking of Margaret from New Orleans, there's a link there where she was supposed to have bought the cow and started to have the milk to feed the children. So the Lockhart's are a fantastic family and a great support to all events in Carrigallen and to charity events as well. And indeed, this is the reason we're talking to you today, Adrian, also. So we were hoping indeed to have Matt Murphy, he's a chef from New Orleans, come in and visit us, and some jazz musicians from New Orleans, but funding just didn't allow us to do that. But I think this festival will be bigger, and that we will have a delegation of people in from New Orleans next year. We have a beautiful lady, Laura D. Kelly. She's a Tulane University lecturer there. She's opening our festival on the Friday evening, and we have had have had her here last year, and she launched a beautiful book of hers at the cottage, so that was a lovely event as well. So it's Laura D. Kelly will be launching our festival.
Fantastic. Okay, well, good luck to you, and I know a lot of our listeners, particularly those who didn't know about the big event taking place in Carrigallen, they'll show up. Thank you again, Maura Williamson from Carrigallen in County Leitrim. And friends, again, the festival is taking place from the 1st to the 4th of July. Thank you, Maura.
And thank you, Adrian. It was lovely to speak to you, and please don't hesitate if you ever needed a slot for us to speak to you again. We have fantastic theatre and wonderful actors in Carrigallen as well, so don't ever hesitate if you needed a slot fill there. We'd be more than delighted to speak to you. Thank you.
I know, but I'd be half afraid to let you on again, because, you know, Tourism Ireland wants to flog the whole of Ireland, and you're the greatest, you're the best saleswoman that we had on here in many a long day. Thank you. Thank you, Maura.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Let's take one of the most famous of all New Orleans songs, and I think you'll recognize it. It's by Gail Force. Battle of New Orleans.
In 1814, we took a little trip. Long Colonel Jackson, the mighty Mississippi. Took a little bacon and we took a little beef. But the bloody British had tried to meet our needs. Fired our guns and the British kept the coast. Wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they ain't been left alone. Started the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. I've been a hunter.